Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The score!
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I got 5 on.
Well, it is Layla Rahimi and Mark Rohde as we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Marshall Harris is at the Barrett Sports Summit, so that's going on right now. Danny Parkin's getting an award as well as the station.
I mean.
And Mike North is getting the Lifetime Achievement Award, so shout out to those guys.
Yeah. Good for you, Mike North.
Yeah.
Five on it.
All right, kicking it off with some Cubs. Which player needs to make an impact for the Cubs to have a successful series against the Mets this weekend in New York?
His name is Kyle Tucker.
Ooh.
City Park is a massive ballpark, so I want to see somebody with pop do some things. And Kyle Tucker, unfortunately, has only had 2 home runs so far this month, and I know it's the 9th, but I need him to get at least a 3rd in this series. I'm going to feel a lot better if I see a little more pop out of that bat this month. People go on streaks. People get ridiculously good months like what he had in April. I don't know that can be topped when your OPS was as high as it was for him that month. It was 865. The slug that month was 484. Right now he's up to 538 this month already, the average over the games he's played in. But I want to see Kyle Tucker hit a home run. I want to see him get a few hits in this series. He was 0-for in the last game against the Giants, but he was 2-for-4 in the one before. So if Kyle Tucker has a multi-hit game, I'm feeling good. If he hits a home run, I'm feeling even better against this Mets team.
Stars got to be stars in big series, right? So I like that. I will present the following. Layla, on July 30th, 2021, Javier Baez was traded to the New York Mets along with Trevor Williams. Don't forget about Trevor Williams.
I did forget about Trevor Williams.
And his father, which was always cool because his father was always watching, probably still watches his son in every game, which is so cool. But Trevor Williams and cash considerations in exchange for Pete Crow Armstrong. PCA has to have a big series. He's been scuffling a little bit. That's what baseball people prefer to say, by the way. Like, if you talk to a pitching coach, as you know, Layla, they'll never say slump. He's been scuffling a little bit.
Scuffling.
That softens it.
How do they feel about, like, Joe Namath saying struggling?
Oh, struggling.
I couldn't care less about the Jets struggling.
That's good. The L, the way he says his L.
Struggling.
Yes. Oh, man. So, PCA is going to have a big series. Now, I did think about the fact that he is going to be, like, he never played for the Mets, and so I don't think he has, like, but this is the team which drafted him, so he's going to be feeling it. It's the Big Apple. It's the bright lights, the big city.
Take it personally.
You didn't want me.
Right.
I think, because it could go two ways. He could be overcompensating and way too excited at the play because he wants to show off in New York because it's New York and because he is drafted by that franchise.
I need you to not swing at the sliders.
But I think he's one of these guys that love the bright lights, and I found that out in the Milwaukee series. Like, that was like a fun, it felt big. that series.
The Dodger series.
Exactly. So I think he's one of these primetime guys, and we're going to find out a little bit more in this series because there's going to be all sorts of crazy PCA adrenaline going.
How many bears if PCA hits like two home runs?
Well, this is the problem. See, now he is does not get the automatic six bears because he's not from here, nor is he like you who is closing in on 10 years in Chicago.
First Football Monday is going to be great.
You know what? We'll hold your hand through it. We'll get you through it. Don't you worry, Lails. I got you. Marshall got you.
It sounds like Red Sox third baseman turned designated hitter Rafael Devers isn't happy in Boston. Apparently, Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow asked Devers if he would play first base to cover for Tristan Casas, whose season ended after rupturing his patellar tendon last Friday. Here's what Devers told reporters yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I know I'm a ball player, but at the same time, they can't expect me to play, every single position out there. In spring training, they, you know, talked to me and basically, you know, told me to put away my glove, that I wasn't going to play any other position but DH. So right now, I just feel like it's not an appropriate decision by them to ask me to play another position.
Should the Cubs be all in on trading for Devers to put an end to their unsuccessful third base platoon?
Well, if there's one thing that I've learned recently, it is that Rafael Devers can say a lot when he says a little. That was through a translator. But let's go back to an earlier time where Alex Bregman was first acquired.
So are you saying if they ask you to DH, you won't do it?
No.
Can you expand on that?
I played third.
He told you then, did he not? He told you then.
I had not heard that.
So I understand why. I think irked was the headline that ESPN used. Irked, Devers tells Red Sox he won't move to first base. And I actually think irked is a good way of putting it for him. The body language, I mean, I don't know that he was like upset when he was talking. There was a little bit of like a smirk or a swag there, you know, when the video you see him speaking. I don't speak Spanish fluently. I pick it up here and there, but not to that extent by any means. So I can't tell you what the direct translation was. I know sometimes it's hard to translate exact tone and things like that. Even when that's your job, that's very difficult. Regardless, we've talked so much on this station about how third base is a crater in baseball. If he wants out of there, which I think would be a really bold move given what the Red Sox are trying to do when they added Alex Bregman, for example, to their team, I don't know that it works without Devers, but if he's this unhappy, I don't know that you could get a bigger haul for him than you can right now when you consider so many contending teams and the need at production at third base, and to have that be offensively producing for you in a productive way.
So you're a yes?
Am I a yes?
I'm a yes.
What are they going to trade for him the issue?
Well, that's a great question, but I guess my initial thought...
They're going to ask for big league talent because they're still trying to get into the playoffs.
Got to think about that. Yeah, who is expendable on the team right now that you'd give up? How about this? Would you give up an Amaya or a Carson Kelly? Sell high on Carson Kelly?
No.
Well, you believe in that OPS, huh?
It's not that. It's that it's hard to have two good, capable catchers.
Amen to that.
And that is necessary.
Don't they have a catcher right now, though, in the minors that's hitting the hell out of the baseball?
They do. I'm trying to remember his
Moises
Ballesteros.
Ballesteros.
Yes.
There it is.
Yep. I think we're putting this together in real time, folks.
Okay, if you could somehow unload Carson Kelly... As part of a deal. It would be part of a deal for Rafael Devers.
Just how much do people believe in that this Carson Kelly stuff is real? I think, Layla...
Yeah, Devers is owed money that the Cubs don't like paying.
That's another great point. But in a year, Layla, where the Cubs are all in, and who knows what tomorrow brings. Who knows if Kyle Tucker is going to be... This is another thing we talk about just about every day about the Cubs. This year is its own entire entity of must-win. Must-win, or guys like Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins could be looking for new jobs. So sell out, man, even if you have to deal with a little bit of attitude. And Rafael Devers might just be hilarious. I don't know. It's lost in translation because we're not hearing from him, and I don't know what he's like. But I kind of like the attitude.
Do you know who's also helping at first base right now? Speaking of interesting points to this.
Who?
Romy Gonzalez.
Oh, my goodness. Romy Rome.
Ray just nearly spat out his water.
I really did. I forgot about that guy.
255. This is Rafael Devers. 6 homers, 25 RBIs, 37 hits for all you traditional stat people. 5
on it. The Rockies are 6-31, on pace for 26 wins this season. Their run differential is -109 through 37 games. Will White Sox fans be rooting for the Rockies to finish with less than 41 wins this season?
Of course. Nobody wants to be the worst. You don't want to have that moniker on your team. Like, what do we think of every time we think of the undefeated Miami Dolphins? Oh, they're cracking another bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not. But the point is, we think about them every time. Every time a team gets to like 8-0, then that gets to Dolphins talk. You remember the year the Steelers were 11-0? Anybody remember that? That happened. You don't want to be the one on the other side of this. And I don't know that any champagne's going to be cracked. But you're going to be compared to some of the worst stretches in all of baseball. Think about the losing streak. And how it got to 21 games last season. So, yeah, of course I'm cheering on the Rockies to lose more.
You know, I have a slightly different look at this. I think I believe in the theory of rock bottom.
And Rocktober?
Rocktober. Oh, yeah, man. Rocktober.
Remember that?
Coming. Oh, yeah, man. I'm sure there's still all sorts of Rocktobers, probably even in this town. Shout out Rocktobers. But
he was great on the Barrett Sports Summit yesterday.
Rock is the best, man. Shout out John Rock Mamola. Boy, my shout outs are just coming furiously. The idea of the Sox being god awful again, like, it really feels like the only way that you can affect change with this franchise is if you are rock bottom, embarrassed beyond embarrassing. So for the sake of White Sox fans and for the sake of the organization, I think I would be okay with the White Sox being worse, because that's the only way, man. It's public shame, right? The way that they comport, it's not fair to White Sox fans. So that's what I that's the way I look at it.
5 on it. Which Bears second round rookie will have the biggest impact this season?
Obviously, it's Ozzie Trapillo. Obviously. They don't draft him where they do, and that's the second highest drafting of an offensive lineman since Darnell Wright. Mm. So they don't do that unless they have high hopes for him, which I believe they do. Are they as high as his 6'8" frame? You know, that's the question here. I don't know what happens up there. I think they are. I feel like that is my, a relative Mount Everest for me, 6'8". That's NBA high. I don't know what goes on, man. When I hold the microphone to 7-footers, it's just straight up.
Believe it or not, me too.
So, point being, it's got to be Ozzie Trapillo, just because of A, where they drafted him relative to other offensive linemen, and B, the Bears' need. I know a lot of people might want to say Luther Burden, but for me, it's still the offensive line all day, every day.
Man, you were really projecting on me there. The answer is number 87, Luther Burden, will have the biggest impact on the Chicago Bears this year.
Showdown!
Yeah!
Number 87. Ozzie Trapillo is my guy. Luther Burden is your guy.
Yeah. When I think of all the great number 87s, I start with Jesper Horsted, ladies and gentlemen. Jesper Horsted, a former tight end for the Bears.
Do you remember when Ryan Pace said, when I think of development, I think of Jesper Horsted?
Did he actually say Jesper?
Well, I think he said Jesper.
Oh, no, I love the soft J. Yalen Johnson.
He did that kick. You remember the hitch kick or whatever that was? The karate kick?
Who did?
Horsted.
Oh, no, I don't remember
yes,
that.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
It was this ridiculous kick.
I remember him catching a touchdown pass from Justin Fields in maybe his first preseason
game. I think the
celebration
after that was the kick.
Well, Grody, I don't know. You were there, so
I was there. I can't possibly remember everything that I see at Hallis Hall. Shout out to Tom Waddle, too, one of the great number 87s in Bears history. So I think it's going to be Luther Burden.
5 on it. If Chicago's own Pope Leo XIV could use his holy influence to fix one thing about the White Sox, what would you want him to choose?
Can you prevent everybody from having to get Tommy John surgery? Because they had 6 dudes need it in a month.
Wow, good answer.
That would be a true miracle.
You shall now heal the White Sox. dear Pope.
And I don't know that that's necessarily who you want even pitching. You know, the talent evaluation is still up for grabs here. But if a miracle can be performed, that would be what I would look into. Now, it's too late. Everybody's recovering from those surgeries now. But that would be where I would start.
Dear Pope, can you please put a little bit of, like, maybe do a second offering? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, a second offering at the church and put a little bit more usable cash in the coffers out there and start to pay some players on the south side of Chicago. Maybe the White Sox would do this to the Cubs. Dear Pope, may the White Sox start to comport themselves as a big market team that pays pitchers, that doesn't laugh off the idea of being in on Shohei Ohtani. May you start to nudge the White Sox in the direction of acting like a Major League Baseball team that plays in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago. And yes, Emory Moorhead, number 87 as well.
Oh, well, well, well. Sounds like the Bears are already talking at Hallis Hall. We've Ben Johnson audio, and it's next. Well, that's exciting. I know we've got to get to it. I feel very happy that this is a new development. I thought that they started practice late today at Hallis Hall.
We got
they
audio.
Sure did. They sure did start late, but look at that. Snappy practice, apparently.
I'm also going to unveil the rest of the numbers of these rookies, whether you guys want me to or not. It's going to happen.
What do you mean you're going to unveil the numbers?
How about right this moment?
Yes. Actually have some time in this segment.
Oh,
because we decided,
I thought
Bears.
Here's what happened.
I thought we were like breaking early. I didn't know what happened.
We decided that we were going to omit a bonus question because the Jordan Hudson gossip has been fast and furious. And now the University of North Carolina is having to also address that as well.
Yeah, we have just like yesterday with the Pope, we have conflicting reports.
So here's what happened. We were like, oh, is this true about Jordan Hudson being banned from the UNC facility? Let's include it as a bonus question on 5 on it because it's a hot topic. But then UNC issued a statement. So I love that they're having to spend time and effort on this. And they're like, no, she's a welcome guest at football facilities. So I don't know how that got started, but they shut it down pretty quickly.
Shut it down.
So now we have time for these numbers.
Sick. Thanks for humoring me, guys. Colston Loveland is wearing the number 84. And I did have to think about, you guys remember this name. Ready? Ben Broniker.
Oh, I was thinking of Cassius Marsh.
Yes, does ring a bell.
Sorry about that.
It does ring a bell.
I can always count on you, Tyler. I love you, man.
I'm sorry. And I also was thinking about Cassius Marsh, not Jesper Horsted.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
That's all
right.
I
think they're both blondes. I don't know.
You made me feel bad about my Bears knowledge. But
do you remember the kick, though?
I can kick. I still don't remember the kick.
All right. Well,
bring
I'll
it
show
up
you.
For me. Yeah, we'll discuss.
We can't. Like, there's no readily available Cassius Marsh video.
Okay.
The internet on the NFL. It doesn't work that way.
I told you Luther Burden is number 87. Ozzie Trapillo is number 75. The 75 that came to my brain right away, the great Kyle Long, ladies and gentlemen, wore a big number 75 on his jersey.
May he not have the same career when it comes to health.
Yeah, amen, man. Kyle Long. I was thinking about him during training camp. Because
maybe the Pope can help with that.
Yeah, see? It's all there.
Pope!
What a day.
I'm sad I missed the call from the Pope yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wish you were here, too. I wish we had the three-person weave going yesterday. By the way, all three of us back together on Monday. Marshall will return. It's been a while.
Cassius
three
Marsh.
Of us. Have, yeah, Cassius Marsh.
Cassius Marsh Hall Harris.
Marsh Hall.
Okay, thank you, 847. It was a great kick. I just don't know what happened to him after
I believe
that.
You. I don't recall. Okay.
And he was a blonde as well. I confirmed. I looked it back up.
I was
up.
Like, they're yeah. both blonde.
Yeah, yep.
They have like
100%.
Long hair. I don't know.
That's right.
Just throw Van Ginkle in there too for the
Van Ginkle.
For the Vikings while we're at it.
Van Ginkle. Shamar Turner wearing he's going to have to live up to something here. Number 95. That was worn by one of the great Bears of all time, Hall of Famer Richard Dent.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Honorable mention to Ego Ferguson, a 2013 Chicago Bear, I think, second round guy. So he's a precautionary tale. Like, he wasn't putrid, but never really lived up to it. All right, I got to get through these quickly. Ruben Hippolyte is number 47. Sorry about this. Bears fans, cover your ears right now. Put your fingers in your ears. Chris Conte wore number 47. I'm sorry. That's the number that comes to my mind. Blown coverage on Randall Cobb, 48 yards in the final minute of a game. All right, I'll stop right there. Luke Newman wearing number 65. Anybody? Patrick freaking Manley. Patrick Manley wore number 65. And Kyle Manungai is number 25. That would be, who was my 25? I'll go Brad Muster. I'm going in the Wayback Machine there. Zay Frazier is wearing number 20. And I can't think of any 20s right off the top of my head.
2020, like our vision.
Yeah.
What about Ben's vision? That's next on the screen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Bears rookie minicamp is underway at Hollis Hall. We are already getting in fresh audio. Without further ado, let's listen to Ben Johnson. It is brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
All right, how are we doing, guys?
Good.
And gals. Man, it's nice to be out there on the grass. It was, we call it rookie orientation, but I was just telling Aaron on our way on over here, it's a coach orientation for us this year, too. It's our first time as a coaching staff to really have a practice format like that, and it was fun to see them get after it and get to work a little bit. So we got a long ways to go, but really happy with how the guys went out there and competed and learned today, and look forward to seeing the progression there over the course of the weekend. So I'll open it up from there.
You take a longer look at Trapillo. First and foremost, what do you like about him now that you see him on the grass for the first time, and what do you see him having the potential to do for you?
Yeah, it's still early to make too many assessments on that, but he's exactly what we thought he was going to be. He's super smart. Had a meeting last night with him, meeting this morning with him, and he's able to apply those concepts right to the field immediately. So he's very advanced in that regard. Technique, fundamentals, he takes those seriously. Something we talked about this morning as a team, just transferring the little things that Coach Roschar, Coach Devan are talking about in that meeting room and being able to apply them immediately. It's really impressive for a young guy.
I realize that a rookie minicamp practice isn't the same as what you're going to be doing during training camp or even during the veteran minicamps. But, you know, as you were an assistant coach and developing what you wanted to be like as a head coach, what did you want your practices to be like? What are the kind of main ideals in things you want to get done?
Yeah.
Johnson practice?
Well, it's really nothing out of the ordinary. We spent the last night and this morning installing new concepts for these guys, and now it's their opportunity to go out and execute them at a high level. We're going to make a lot of mistakes. I think I've been pretty open and honest about that since I came into the building here, that we encourage that. We need that. That's how we grow. And so those mistakes are going to happen, and we'll make the corrections here this afternoon, and then we'll have our walkthrough to clean all that up. So that's really a progression. It's nothing crazy or revolutionary. In terms of the flow, it's a balancing act with the rookies here right now, because some are a little bit more in shape than others. So we want to be smart with how we're taking care of their bodies, and we're not pushing them too hard and have the soft tissue things pop up already. So the tempo of practice right now might be a little bit slower than what it will be in the future, but it's something we'd like to work on.
As a former tight ends coach, what are the challenges in a rookie and helping get him ready when he's got the sort of huge umbrella of responsibilities both in the run game and pass game?
Yeah, it's a matter of meeting, watching the tape, walking through, particularly a guy like Colston right now that, you know, a little dinged up still, and so we're rehabbing him, and then that's a priority for us, is getting him back healthy, because the sooner he gets healthy, then we get the full speed reps, and that's where it really all comes together. So it's more mental, and we're going to take full opportunity of the time we have with him over the next, call it 6 weeks, in terms of getting him up to speed with not only what the veterans know mentally, but how much can we walk through with him on the side to speed up the learning process.
If Ozzie, is there anything size-wise that you guys, body-wise, that you guys have set for him to try to target between now and training camp?
We've got a little bit of time to figure that out. We've been doing that with the veterans since they came back a few weeks ago, and still finalizing exactly weight range and exactly what we're looking like body composition-wise, goals to set for them to come back to training camp. We're not there yet, but it's good to have eyes on Ozzie now.
Can you give me general of what you're looking for from him?
You want specific numbers?
No, general. Specifically general.
Yeah.
Specifically general.
Yeah.
You want him bigger, thinner?
We're good right now. Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Okay. Yep. How would you describe, Kevin, your mentality on the field and the way that you coach as a head coach working through these practices?
Varies. It varies based on what we're seeing. So a little bit of a counterbalance and a pendulum is things go one direction, like to try to keep things centered to a degree. So, I think you'll see a lot of different personality styles come out, not just with me, but the rest of the coaching staff as well, as we work to get to know our players a little bit better and what they need to be pushed.
Did today feel more difficult to you than any other day you've ever had as a coach being bagged?
I've never blown the whistle to stop the play, and I got a little bit of work to do there. I can get better in that aspect, but no. Other than that, it was great. I'm surrounded by a phenomenal coaching staff. Like I said already, it was fun to watch them get the hands on these players and be able to work with them like that. So I'm very encouraged.
Apart from the drafted players, you know, you've got the rookies, undrafted free agents. How does one of those players go from long shot to maybe has a shot to might actually make the team?
Yeah, anytime you get the opportunity to be in a building, just like now, you're always being evaluated. So it doesn't matter if you were a draft pick, if you were undrafted signee, if you're a tryout guy this weekend, we're taking everything into account. So whatever it takes to they earned one opportunity. We talked last night about now you got to earn your next opportunity. And so the door is wide open for that.
Super important question. Has there been a conversation a lot in the last 24 hours about whether the Pope's a Bears fan or not?
I've heard rumblings, but that hasn't been discussed too much firsthand, so that's good.
How do you feel about the options you have at strong side linebacker, like overall, not this weekend, but taking a look at it. Is that guy in the building right now? Are you confident in that?
We'll find out. We certainly have an open competition. We feel really good, obviously, about TJ and Tremaine and what they've done over the course, not just last year, but the last few years in this league. Really comfortable there. But that third spot, it's up for grabs. And so we do have a prototype. DA's got a prototype for what that Sam would look like. We're more concerned. Let's find our third best linebacker, and we'll figure it out from there. We got a lot of scenarios going on in our heads right now of what that could be, but we won't know for sure until we get the pads on. Obviously, Noah Sewell's been in the building, and he's shown a lot of good things over the last few weeks. And we've got a good mix of other guys in that room as well.
A couple more. As you try to figure out the left tackle position, big picture, what do you hope happens over the next 6 weeks here as you try to get a feel for who fits where and who's the ideal?
Yeah, we're not earning jobs here this springtime. What I would like to see offensively, it's not just for the O-line, but we're still trying to comprehend this system. There's a lot. We've taught a big picture view really over the last few weeks. We haven't even formally installed a specific play in a formation all at once yet. We'll do that once we get to OTAs. So there's a lot that's going on in everyone's head right now. We've been focused, particularly in that room, about our fundamentals. What does a triple look like when we're working with a tight end? What's it going to look like on a drive block? When we're pulling, what do we want that to look like? And so that's been our focus. I really don't want to get too much into depth of what that personnel is going to look like. We just simply don't know. We'll find that out when we get pads on. You can't climb the depth chart in the springtime, particularly on O-line and D-line, if we don't have the pads on.
After seeing Luther Burden on the field today, are you at all surprised that he fell to you in the second round where he did?
I'm not surprised by anything in the draft anymore. I was very excited when he slid to us, but nothing that happened today would make me feel any different. I thought he did a great job. It's a good start.
That was head coach Ben Johnson, and it was brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I feel like in the last minute and 30 of that, Mark Rohde, he said more about how they run practice than I've heard in years. How did you feel?
Well, I mean, it sounded like this is the way they're running practice now, but he said it's a slower pace right now because they don't want to deal with any of the soft tissue stuff, which I think is really smart. I don't remember the last time, and I don't know if this is something to read into or not, that Noah Sewell got a mention, the Bears linebacker who has been like a special teams guy. So I don't know if that's like got the guys on the roster that maybe didn't play as big of a part, maybe resurrected to some degree. So I don't know if that's what he meant by that, but I did think that was very interesting.
No, I agree with you. And at one point I thought he said your pillow and not tripillow.
What about my pillow?
Yeah, that too. I remember when that was big back in the early times of me arriving here.
Yeah.
But no, I appreciated that. I appreciated what he had to say about how they're constructing practice. That was at the beginning.
Yeah.
When he talked about walkthroughs to cement everything. When you hear Ben Johnson talk about that particular order of how they practice, where there's an initial practice, clearly there's a break, he's talking to the media, they're going to do something else in the afternoon and a walkthrough. Does that stand out to you as being any different from what you've heard before at this time of year?
Yeah, probably. Like the there's so much stuff that we don't get to see out there when we're not there. Even when we're coming in to Halas Hall, there's walkthroughs going on that you can kind of see in the distance. So maybe in this case, Ben Johnson was just being more transparent about it. I'm not going to sit here and say that Matt Eberflus didn't do that or Matt Nagy or any of the predecessors. So I'm not really sure on that. I did love hearing, and I noticed this too, talking about Ozzie Tripillo. In the two times that I've been part of his press conferences, he is like, you could tell, and honestly, most offensive linemen are very smart individuals. They really are. I mean, they tend to be brainy. Tripillo really comes across that way. anxious to learn. He's like the guy sitting in the front of the class, raising his hand, wanting to participate, wanting to know stuff. He has that eagerness about him. So what Ben Johnson said, that definitely matches up with my notes about Trapillo. And he said, hey, the fundamentals look good, that he looks good, and again, this is not everything. And Weeder made a good, great point with us earlier, because I've been worried about the idea of him just being going at left tackle. They did it with a fifth rounder in Braxton Jones. This is a second rounder from whom more should be expected. So just looking more and more forward to Ozzie Trapillo. And shout out, Layla.
It's actually Zapillo.
Oh, yeah, it is Zapillo. Yes. Yes, you're right. Chris Emma did tell us that. Really quick, last thing. We can't not mention. Shout out to Patrick Finley. He asked the Pope question. Is the Pope a Bears fan? And all Ben Johnson said was there are rumblings of
We've
it.
We've heard rumblings.
We've heard. He didn't run with the Pope thing. So, you know, hey, that's all right. He's serious out there. This is his first post-semi-practice press conference. So he's all Bears.
What if he's a Packers fan?
Oh, man. Could you imagine? Yeah, because you know what? Maybe that's it. There's been no reporting, nothing about him potentially being a Bears fan. My goodness, Layla, how dare you put that out there?
I did not put it out there. I am thinking about things.
Great text, too. Sewell is likely getting a look because Ben loves his brother, Penny Sewell.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a great point.
That's a very good point. But also, the Bears probably love his brother. Who doesn't love that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, dude tried to throw a pass against the Bears last year. Bears broke it up, by the way.
You're in mid-season form.
I'm always in mid-season form.
I know, but that was a very, like, fall football grody vibe you just gave.
I miss football season usually about a month after the season ends, so I am ready.
That's why we get to talk about it right now, and that's a wonderful thing. Are you ready for the next segment?
Oh, tell me. I forget what we have.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so there's been a lot of AI stories floating around, especially on Facebook.
Oh,
are we not going to do that? We're going to go... Fine. We'll talk about the Bears' first pick for them.
Okay.
Colston Loveland. Okay. He spoke earlier today on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, we've decided that the story that we were talking about earlier will now be moved to 145, because that's what happens when you have Bears news to talk about. This is Raheemy and Harris on The Score. Fair. Layla Raheemy and Mark Brody is in for Marshall Harris. And we have more audio from Bears rookie minicamp at Hallis Hall.
Fair.
You know who we get to hear from next?
Fair.
Colston Loveland.
Bears.
bear.
I love it. By the way, really quick, if I may.
Oh, now you want to use words?
Sorry, did I leave you hanging a little bit? Like, Grody, come on, stop the
I just
bear.
Thought it was that exercise in improv where you have a whole conversation with one word.
Yeah, that's what it was. Exactly. I told you Zay Frazier is number 20. Great, everybody coming up with it, because I couldn't, like, in the spot come up with the... Thomas Jones was number 20 for the Bears. Kyle Manungai wearing number 25. Garrett Wolf was a great answer. I gave you Brad Muster, but that's just for my old people out there.
You are looking live at... No, that's Musburger.
Yeah, that is Brett Musburger.
I was trying to have some fun.
Chicagoan.
Bears?
Muster.
Bears.
Muster.
I had to do it.
Yeah.
You did.
Old Wait. Brad Muster. He was a big old tall fullback out of Stanford. Looking live.
See, that's what I like on a Friday. And now all together, everyone, the one word that will bring us this audio. Bears.
Bears.
Farrell?
You're kind of living in a rookie minicamp now right now, but as it comes to syncing up with Caleb over the next several months. Have you guys talked about how that will happen, given that there will be some limitations in the early going?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. It's like, whatever I can do, we'll do. Whatever, you know what I mean? We'll play it by ear. So, for sure, whatever I'm going to be able to do, we're going to make sure we get that done.
Why does he sound like Ryan Poles?
Oh, my God. I thought the same thing.
I
was like, we're playing Poles?
I legitimately thought that was Ryan Poles talking.
I was like, I should have gotten out there today. Poles speaking. Yeah, play that one again.
I was waiting for the rest of it because I thought it was Ryan Poles.
Oh, man.
Bears?
Bears? Hey, Grody. What's going on?
Bears.
Bears. No.
I know you're kind of living in a rookie minicamp now right now, but as it comes to syncing up with Caleb over the next several months, have you guys talked about how that will happen, given that there will be some limitations in the early going?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. It's like, whatever I can do, we'll do. Whatever, you know what I mean? We'll play it by ear, so... For sure, whatever I'm going to be able to do, we're going to make sure we get that done.
Holy cow, Layla.
Oh, no. What do we do? That is uncanny. Do we have a Ryan Poles cut just somewhere in the system that we can play?
Goodness.
Just so you can hear
we'll
that
do that. We'll do that.
Not a lot of contrast.
Oh, my God. Did you get anything out of that answer? I didn't. What
no.
else we got? What else we got from this guy?
He basically said whatever he needs to be doing, he's going to do.
Okay.
Ryan Poles was very happy about his spot on the team.
Okay. Colston Loveland, number two. What else we got here, Lails?
Other than the fact that, meshing with the veterans, and what do you hope to, like, learn from Cole or even anybody else on offense?
Yeah, I'm super excited just to meet him. I've heard great things about all the vets. You could tell just this, it's very tight culture here, and everyone's super nice. I'm just excited to learn from them. Like you said, I mean, they've been in the league for a long time, so just little tips and tricks that they got, and even with the playbook, like, just learning everything from them and just – watching, emulating, and then, yeah.
Get out!
Take the North and never give it back. There he is.
That's not the only one.
Yeah, we need long form Ryan Poles. We don't need 5 seconds of it.
The way he constructs the sentences, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't focus.
And again, he didn't really say anything there, by the way. He loves Cole Komet. He's going to learn from Cole Komet. Cole Komet is cool. And that's okay. Look, again.
Grody and I are very distracted.
Yes. And we're not entitled to get... No.
How about Ryan Poles on taking Colson Loveland over Tyler Warren?
Let's listen.
Both really good players. There's a lot of conversations there back and forth.
100%.
Tyler's going to be a great football player as well. Just in terms of what fits what we want to do a little bit better with the personnel group that we have here on our roster, we thought that the combination of what we have was the better fit.
Hilarious.
There's no difference.
Oh my God. Okay.
I think we know why the Bears selected Colston Loveland now.
Yeah.
Ryan Poles is like, there's something about him I really like.
Do they know?
They have to know.
It was a surprise. I had them taking Tyler Warren.
They sat down with interviews with this man. They must know.
We have learned something today. We have good on you, Layla. You cracked the code, kid.
Are you kidding? I'm disturbed and can't listen to it.
Right.
It's breaking my brain.
What else you got from Colston over there?
Ryan Poles, Colston.
As a coach, both in meetings, but also out on the field today for the first time.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I love, like, his spirit, his energy. He's super, like, determined. He's ready to go. He's ready to take this thing to the top. And he's no nice guy. He's gonna. I see him getting on butt and, you know, getting on people's butts and but fired up too. Like, super excited. Yeah, I'm loving how he coaches. It's early, and I'm excited to play for him.
I was telling us he's going to show different sides of his personality. He's out on the practice field based on whatever the situation needs. Did you see any new side of Ben today?
I wouldn't say necessarily new. I mean, he's like I said, he could be super fired up. He can get on someone, then he'll be super fired up about a, you know, this play, maybe a good pass or something. So he's kind of got, he's got a little bit of everything in him, but not, like I said, he's a great coach. It's already, it's only day one, but I love everything about it. He's super determined. He's ready, like I said, take it to the top.
We're going
to
take the North and never give it back.
Are we really the first people to figure this out? That he's, I'm wondering if other people on the beat
there's
have
only,
noticed this.
There's only certain words, like the way he says something and how he will occasionally have some sort of drawl while thinking.
Yeah.
That is it.
The tone, man.
Well, you got to run this by Chris Emma at 125.
Oh, okay. So
see,
we are having
hit
Emma?
Hit him the same way.
Wow.
I don't even know what he just said. I can't get over this.
We cannot unhear this.
Do we have any more from Mr. Loveland? Anything
that's,
else?
That's no, it? That was our
Tyler,
three.
Great job, buddy. We were putting a lot of pressure on you. You came through, man. Nice job.
The problem with Take the North, too, is like that was when he had optimism, and that was 4 years ago.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's the problem with
Take the
North?
And never give it back.
Do you see? You hear it? You hear the hope in there and the youth, like the youthful exuberance?
Yeah, you mean naivete?
Bears' first-round draft pick, Colson Loveland, sounds like the spiritually run-down Ryan Poles.
Maybe not spiritually. We'll just go with, you know, NFL executive Warren.
The executive that learned it ain't going to be that easy to take the North and
the
never give it back.
The Bears to Ryan Poles, if you will.
Hey, will we be talking Bears about Ben?
Like, that's Ryan Poles pre-Bears, the Take the North to own.
Pre-Bears?
Yeah, this is Ryan Poles post-Bears.
Pre-Bears?
Do you think we need more letters.
Can I ask you a question, Layla? Do you think that... You said it right, because Ryan Poles did sound exuberant and maybe a little bit naivete by saying that you're going to take the North and never give it back. Will we be saying the same thing about Ben Johnson and Matt, his tough words of to Matt LaFleur after this season? Are the Bears going to beat the Packers this year, do you think?
I think the Bears are going to beat the Packers.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even concerned about it, to be frank.
I think I had the – in Dan's mock schedule, I think I did have the Bears winning once against Green Bay.
I think that's fair.
I usually just have them go 0-2. Like last year, I had the Bears going 0-2. Most years, I don't pick the Bears to beat the Packers, but this year, 1-1.
I don't know why I'm so confident about this.
That's good.
But
That's how you get seven Bears.
I also laugh about Matt LaFleur being like, I don't know him. Yeah, exactly. Yes, you do.
Like,
yes, you do.
I don't even know this guy, and he's talking crap, man.
I mean, I get it. I get all the gamesmanship. But now my brain is bruised.
Colson Loveland.
Because of this whole Ryan Poles, Colson Loveland situation.
Shout out 773. I stole your joke. Colson Loveland. You did well.
And listen here. Everybody seems to be on the same page about this. Twitch is very on our page.
Okay. Twitchers are back after the Pope talk?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there was an issue technically with Twitch
today. Twitch. Hey. Shout out to the Twitchers. I don't say hello to the Twitchers enough.
Twitch Mob.
And they are awesome. Hello, hello, hello to the Twitch Mob. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being so loyal to this show and to all the shows here on The Score.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you
Love
have been
you.
Rewarded with a brain-breaking dupe for Ryan Poles on the team. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this over time. I'm going to need Grody to help me out. And Chris Emma, 125, we'll have to ask him.
I'll get to the bottom of it when I get out to Hallis Hall one of these days.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ryan Dempster is next. Demp is going to talk about the Cubs and Mets series with us. We'll talk to him about Kate Horton, too. He knows a thing or two about throwing a ball, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Yes, he does.
That's on The Score.
Yeah, it's, I think for me, I don't know.